We still can't hear you, Kassan. Okay, we're gonna try to fix this technical issue with Kassam because we can't hear him. I don't know, Jala, if you'd like to add anything till Kassam fixes his technical issue. If there's anything you'd like to add, or if you'd like to wait, we could fill the time, of course. Okay, so a little while ago, I was introducing dues, and there's a lot to say actually. But what I want to emphasize is that the foundation or the basis when it comes to the Palestinian media scene was to introduce or integrate all the governorates to Google search. A few years ago, if you go to Google and write Nablus, Tubas, Jenin, or Tulkarm, you could see a very few, a very little number of search results. So this is what we focused on to help give a voice to marginalized areas in Palestine. We seem to have fixed the issue with Kassam. Kassam, would you like to check your voice feed? Please, Kassam. Okay, we still have an issue with that, and let's use the time to remind everyone to interact and participate in the chat and perhaps ask and pose any questions you have to the speakers that you can see in front of you. Questions that we'll definitely address either now or at the end of the sessions. Also, be sure to check the features of Hopin platform, either by going to the sessions area when a workshop is ongoing, so that if when or and whenever we have a workshop, and we're going to have a workshop, a discussion workshop, in a bit, in parallel with another session at the same time. It's going to be with the Sam, who is the storyteller. Also, make sure you check the people area, get to know new people, introduce yourself, and perhaps even have a discussion with the speakers that we have here. We received a question. And if you yourselves have any questions, go to people and choose to speak to the speakers and ask them any questions you have, any questions in mind, and they will address them. We also would like to mind everyone to share the links and mention the Instagram, and I would love to see our hashtag as well, which is Build Palestine, Design for Unity. Kassam, can you hear me? Yes, we can, Kassam, of course. It's great that what happened because it I was going to inquire about this actually, because she mentioned that she has been working for 8 years, an experience of 8 years with the DUZ website or DUZ media institution. And I believe that these 8 years have been our beginning and our very beginnings actually, when it comes to journalism. It's part of the issue that technology doesn't always go hand in hand with us. But my question to Jala was, during these 8 years, what developments have you witnessed at the technological scene or technical scene that you believe was part of forming and polishing your identity as a journalist? Of course, I believe I myself, a daughter of the journalism and media scene. And from the very end of my study of journalism, we had many big newspapers like Al-Safir or newspapers in general, Lebanon, and they stopped. They were put to a halt and left the hard copies and went towards the digitalization of the media. And now when we were to compare, and when we compare, I did not try the traditional journalism in its traditional sense, but I believe traditional journalism and media has various challenges and obstacles, even to those born to journalism and of journalism. And especially actually when it comes to digital media, because the sources and resources of data and information are enormous. And I believe this is a major challenge to any journalist or media institution that plans on expanding into the digital space. And one of the bigger challenges, first challenge facing media is the rumors, the false information, non-trustworthy fake news, and untrustworthy sources. But at the same time, this had some benefit on the journalists, is that they were extinguished away from these fake news, for example, because they were the ones who abided by the principles of the ethos of the media. Because, such as, for example, you need to check your sources, you need to take it from more than one source, you need to have at least two witnesses and an official source. This is the ethos of the media and journalism. No matter what you're doing as a journalist, whether you're digital or a hard copy one, it doesn't matter. Whoever is using the social media platforms and websites, if people are not up to date when it comes to this field, this actually in turn sheds light on those who are extinguished in their field. And the second challenge is, I believe, we're all acquainted with, which is the platform that we have and that we post news on. Many of the media news outlets, let's say, or news websites and platforms, are they closer to the citizen? Yes, but and they consist of 70% of all the people. 70% of the people in the streets, their sources are for the news or the media is Facebook posts. So you need to know where your audience is and where the citizens are and where the people are so you could reach them. And this caused the journalists in turn to depend on the social media platforms, which I like to call companies or corporations, because when you are posting on Twitter or Instagram or Twitter, you are actually enriching corporation platforms that do not really have the same liberation policies or the freedom policies or any methodologies that they could adopt when they have their own news media platform. And this established and created the challenges that we face as Palestinians. While you were talking, you reminded me of some of the developments of how we needed to tackle the challenges that we faced with practice, because we didn't have a reference point. We didn't have a background when it came to this. And today, it's an open space for everyone to be able to I remember in the old days when I used to cover the aggressions on Gaza, for example, that anyone, anytime, could post a picture or photo or a video, and we were supposed to spend 1 hour more hours checking the photo, if it was done this year, if it was taken this year, if it's from a different aggression, and so on. Of course, this is not an insurmountable challenge, No, it can be overcome to ensure transparency, because with fake news and the untrustworthiness of the media these days, which is being used and misused by those in charge and in power, reflecting this on our reality as Palestinians, how do you see the how do you think we are addressing this as Palestinian media? Where are our shortcomings and our gaps, and what are we doing and not doing to or not doing to ensure transparency? Now, when it comes to credibility and some sources being non-credible, now we had some objectives and some goals previously, which has to reflect the Palestinian reality and so on, but people started unfollowing the fake news pages or news pages because they believe that the WhatsApp group that was done by the municipality or the heads of the village or the young youth of the village, for example, are posting more credible news. And then, despite the fact that they are taking the news from non-official sources, and this caused, let's say, a gap between the people and the news and the news media outlets. So the crisis began from the very early days, but with digital news media, news and social media, this gap increased, this gap expanded. Because one of the most important things for journalists is not to treat the citizen or the people as consumers. No, they are not consumers. They are partners in the discussion that you are providing. And these people, due to the proliferation of the media and news outlets, especially when the media is receiving, the people receiving news even before the journalists receive this news, the people also are going to try and check this news. So the challenges are increasing, and the foundation or the basis of this is a matter of trust. And I believe not you can fight this with the correct and the factful news and information. And we're not doing that, unfortunately. Yes, there are very respectable efforts from different news sources and resources, and which we interact with every day. But the general scene when it comes to the media does not aspire to the, let's say, to the trust between the people. Because, for example, I might go to a new location or an area and ask someone when something is going to happen, and they would say, no, the TV mentioned that they're not going to be doing that at that time because this will be happening. And then you are surprised because these people are planning their whole day because of or due to or based on information and news that they received from uncredible sources. Media or journalism isn't only about analysis and explaining what's happening. Journalism is a service, just like any other service, just like medical services, engineering, and many others. So when you treat the people as a matter of fact, like knowing that you're here to make their lives easier and help them take better decisions, yes, we don't have regular elections, but this is definitely going to help the people when they have, for example, local municipality elections. They would then know and understand who to choose as a representative. And unfortunately, there are people who do not make good use of this. Now, of course, this takes us back to the stages of development of the media and the stages that we as Palestinians did not go through. And we feel like we need to skip stages to get to where we need to be, for example. Now, we're talking about context that is exceptional in a way. It's not just the fact that we don't have a governmental news source. We barely have that. It's very recent. And at the same time, the political reality, which is the occupation, is a reality. We're being fought with the narrative itself. And we're talking about more than one frontier when it comes to the media. We're talking the international stage and the local stage as well, or scene. And that's why I was very interested in those. You're working locally, you're working in different municipalities, and you are one of the very first and primary sources of news and updates locally and internationally. And I believe international media has a very crucial role because the Palestinian journalist, in the end, is the one who is in the field, is the one who's in the camp, and the one who's in the city, and can really tell us exactly what's happening. Perhaps the question that I'm going to ask you is a compound question. How would you evaluate? How would you evaluate the level or the media locally? Because every city or every location or area has, for example, many names with numbers even now. So how beneficial do you think this media and news source is? And how do you think we are tackling this challenge and issue of building connections when it comes to the media and news sources internationally and locally? Okay, I'm going to go back to the beginnings of your question, the importance of local and international media. I'm a bit conservative when it comes to the different pages that we have in place, like I Love You Ramallah or I Love You Nablus and so on. It's very different pages. They have specific roles, and it's very different when it's a mature an amateur person who is in charge of this page than when it's a professional person, because they might be telling people when the checkpoints are open, when the water is going to run in their houses, and when they can vaccinate their children in a laboratory in the city, for example. Yes, they do that. And these are very noble causes, actually. And I really encourage them. But at the same time, we shouldn't forget that they are still pages are managed by amateur journalists, let's say. Now, looking at their significance and role, and considering that I work locally, honestly, I believe that most of the institutions and even international media institutions contact us and communicate with us semi-weekly and tell us you are our eyes and ears in this location and you're covering this. You find that the BBC are calling or Al Jazeera are calling one of our journalists or Reuters are and so on. They saw a story in at a very local stage and local scope, but it still has an impact. It gives an indicator of the Palestinian people's lives. And it shows that this journalist understands where the source of the information and the news is, because what is journalism for? It's to better the lives of the people. And local news, even though it's very spread, especially recently, and throughout my 8 years of experience, I've seen, I'm not going to say a downslope, but it's an upward, actually, elevation. We've seen a huge development because, in the very beginnings, for example, we had the water distribution tablet or table, sorry, and we got to the stage where people started questioning us and saying, the city or the country is burning, and you're talking about the water distribution, and we have more important news to cover, and so on. But 8 years after, local institutions and local media sources are actually competing to see who will be the first to post the water distribution table. because they realize that this is information and this is this is knowledge that the people need to know. And we are translating what the governmental and official institutions or organizations are saying and giving it the news to the people. And the people realize also that, yes, I am benefiting from this. This is beneficial. This is good for me. And I'm very happy with this new methodology, this newly adopted methodology. And I believe that all institutions should adopt this, because throughout the 8 years, I have really seen huge developments in this regard. And amateur journalists, when they look at the institutions that we have and see how professional journalists are adopting these, what's happening or what's being said, they starting following up on what's happening, because they realize that if you say this or that, people are going to unfollow you, are going to lose your credibility. And I believe that the local media institutions are working very well and giving very clear guidelines and bases for others who might not have the required experience. Beautiful, beautiful, really. And I really like that you... And in the end, I'm going to ask you two questions. But before moving on to the next axis, how do you see the Palestinian? How do you see the development of the Palestinian media scene when carrying out this this task? In other words, how do you see the development of the capability of the Palestinian audience and the Palestinian people in understanding their reality, understanding how to take a stance and how to move and how to create their opinion and perspective as a tool? One of the basics of enhancing and strengthening the media and journalism is enhancing democracy. And this is what we do. So when the journalist understands exactly why he's doing something and why he's spreading this sort of information, the quality of the information that he is posting or distributing and creating a public opinion on, they are going to realize how much of a responsibility is on their shoulders. For example, I shouldn't have or write some background information about this or that, because if I post this or that without knowing its consequences and how it's going to be explained and how it's going to be seen and understood, I could be the reason for two villages to kill each other. I could be the reason for people to have an uprising on non-factual basis, for example. So when the journalist knows exactly what, and but we need at the same time to go back to the Palestinian reality, and we don't have the freedom of acquiring information, and this causes the life of a journalist to be one hell of a life. Down slope of
a bad
Jaheim. Because at the same time, the people who are the sources of this information are the sources of this information. Of course, every institution and every people, a person and even the banks, of course, have a specific form of an archive, something to go back to, a track record. And but at the same time, since we don't have the freedom of acquiring information as Palestinians, Palestinian journalists is going to be at lower levels compared to other journalists abroad, for example. Because when you have the news and when you have the need to cover a report, for example, and you're not receiving the correct information, and information needs to be built on data, on facts, and a timeline. And a journalist can't carry all of this by themselves. We can't have a percentage for something and carry out the research at the same time. They can and need to gather data and gather information and then give that to the people and enable them. And